What is elder abuse? It's something that can happen to people of all backgrounds, ages, races, cultures, and ethnic origins. And something needs to be done about it. But before anything can be done about it, people need to speak up. People need to be made aware of this problem. It has been said that awareness is paramount. And in order to shed some light on the subject of elder abuse, I have two special guests today in the CJMQ studio. Heather Bowman, she's the representative for the English community on the regional table against elder abuse. And Eric Manolson, he's the coordinator of intergenerational programs for Townshipers Association. They're here today to give us some more information on this subject and to also inform us of some special activities that are soon to be taking place. It's great to have you here. First of all, Eric, could we have a little bit of context on this subject?
Sure, Sylvia. In April of 2002, there was an international conference in Madrid, Spain, where the United Nations, the World Health Organization, adopted a International Day for World Elder Abuse. And here in Sherbrooke and in the Estuary region, we've been, over the last few years, doing different activities to mark that day, to bring more awareness to people that this is something that is happening all the time. There's physical abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, things that happen within families, things that happen with outside of families. So the awareness day is a day to become more aware of these things, people of all ages. And in Sherbrooke, we have an event that's happening on Friday, June 14th at Jacques Cartier Park, which Heather will speak a bit more of. Mm-hmm. And we also have something happening in Magog on the Thursday.
So Heather, could you give us a little bit more information about the upcoming event?
First of all, Sylvia, thank you very much for having Eric and I here this morning. And I'd like to talk about the activity that's taking place Friday, June 14th from 1 to 3:30 at Jacques Cartier Park in Sherbrooke. There will be speeches, activities, snacks, and we encourage everyone to come to, as a Sylvia said, as Eric and I have both said, to increase awareness about what is elder abuse, what can we do about it, what's our role as a community.
And so for this activity, Anglophone as well as Francophone are all welcome. It's there's something for everyone there.
There's
in both languages.
Something for everyone. Everyone is welcome. We encourage you to wear something purple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in relation to the Purple Ribbon campaign that is this week in the Eastern Townships and many communities. So wear something purple, bring a chair, come with an open mind and find out what elder abuse is and what we can do about it.
So how long has this been going on, this Purple Ribbon campaign?
Well, this is the third year that we are doing, the regional table is responsible for that in the Eastern Townships. The Caisses Populaires are very involved as well. And part of that is making their employees aware of potential for elder abuse, mm-hmm. and being able to do something about it. Obviously, it's an issue that touches everyone, mm-hmm. has the potential to touch everyone, and every senior deserves respect. And we should do as much as we can as a community to increase awareness. What are the tools and resources that are available? There are many resources that are available. There is a 1-800 number or 1-88 number. I can give it to you. It's 1-88-489-2287. And if you have concerns or questions, you can just call that number and someone will be there to help you.
Okay, well, thank you. So, Eric, I understand that you were involved in some earlier campaigns that had to do with elder abuse. Maybe you could explain a little bit more about this?
Sure. Yes, Heather and I have been involved together over the last few years on this whole issue. A number of years ago, we had an essay writing contest throughout the Eastern Townships for young people in schools to write a little story, like create a fictional story around the subject of elder abuse a little. And then we had a prize-winning ceremony in Sherbrooke at a restaurant. And also 3 years ago, we worked on creating a website specific to the Estuary region on the theme of Let's Break Through the Silence. It's a website that has information and resources and gives links. It talks of all the different organizations in the different tables, local tables, who are doing things about this issue. Because in the Eastern Townships, actually, it's an area which is pretty well organized around this, let's say, within the province. The Estuary region is doing some good things. We have a wonderful person now who's coordinator here for the whole Estuary region, Paul Martel, who is very knowledgeable and is helping even build awareness of this issue for groups in other parts of the province. In any case, I'll give the name of the website now. It's called Stop, and then a dash, Abus, which is A-B-U-S, which means abuse in French, dash N-A, A-I-N-E-S, which means seniors, .ca. Before that, there was a play that was written that was performed in downtown Sherbrooke by seniors about different fictional kind of instances of elder abuse. Something that we have done through Townshipers Association lately is we brought a group of business students from Bishop's University to come to 8 different meetings with seniors and look at the subject of financial fraud together. Mm-hmm. And we've just created a 10-minute video, mm-hmm. which we'll be launching soon.
So basically, I guess the message is that no one is safe from elder abuse and that we have to actually work together to stop this abuse, don't we? And the only way we can stop it is about speaking out about it.
Yes, and many, many people are reluctant to speak about it. Many seniors, as we know, are isolated, fragile, vulnerable, and they don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
And it's so part of our job is to, as I've said before, you know, knowledge is paramount, and make sure that people have the knowledge and that they are able to do something about it, or a friend or a family member can intervene as well.
Okay. So is there anything else that you wanted to add?
In the MRC event for Magog, in Magog itself, we will be having activity on Thursday, the Thursday before, from 1 till 3 at the Centre Communautaire, at the Community Centre. At that event, we'll be having live music, we'll be having storytelling, we'll be having some acting, we'll be having a contest of sorts there. So I find that a good way to approach this whole issue is with a positive sense of, like, how can we together bring it a little more out in the open so people are a little more comfortable. If I'm someone who is, let's say, going with my elderly mother to the bank and kind of coercing her, pressuring her to take some money out for something that I think she should do it for, I want, as I hear about this elder abuse, I want to be able to reflect more of, like, oh, I never thought of it, but maybe this is something I'm doing which isn't really, like, being respectful to my family member here.
Right.
It's not only for people to, like, point a finger at somebody else. It's mm-hmm. it's to just generally become more aware that this is something that can change.
Right.
That's how I see it. And also seeing that speaking with other people that you trust in your family or in your community, then things can change that way too.
So we want to remember the upcoming event again. That's when, Heather, once again?
June 14th, Friday, June 14th at 1 o'clock at Jarcarte Park in Sherbrooke. And I encourage everyone to come out and join us for a special afternoon of information and fun.
And wear purple?
Wear purple, yes.
Why?
Because it's part of the Purple Ribbon campaign, which is to increase awareness of elder abuse and what we as a community can do about it.
Yeah, well, and also, if you'd like to meet Heather Bowman, Heather will be one of the guest speakers at that event.
You will be speaking in English, right?
I certainly will.
Good. So thank you very much, Heather and Eric, for explaining this to the community. We want seniors to know that the community supports them and that local and regional resources are there to help them. And if you would like some more information, you could also contact Townshipers Association. Do you have the number for that, Eric?
566-5717.
Thank you. So thank you once again for explaining all of this and helping us to be more aware of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.